Did you see a bumper sticker on the way to work today?
I did. Can we please talk about this? On Shawnee Mission Parkway, sort of like up by, you know, Caribou Coffee, maybe a little bit.
So right down the street.
A little bit west of there.
Just west of the Quick Trip.
I am at a red light, and there was a car in the far left turn lane. It was all red, so we're all kind of even Steven. And the car pulls up just ahead of me a little bit, and I look over, and there is a bumper sticker on the back of this SUV that says, Helen Keller was a fraud. That's the only bumper sticker on the car. There was nothing else that would say, okay, this is a lunatic because they've got fill-in-the-blank bumper sticker. One bumper sticker on the car that said Helen Keller was a fraud. So I come into the newsroom, we start talking about it, and it just so happens that Dan Weinbaum's grandfather grew up on her street.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact. Yeah, Helen Keller, born in Tuscumbia, Alabama, and that's where the area where much of my family's from, and great-grandpa grew up like two doors down.
Like at the same time that she was there?
Yes.
We start talking about this. Why, you know, why is there this bumper sticker? And if you Google Helen Keller, unfortunately, the first thing that pops up is the bumper sticker that says she was a fraud.
Hashtag Helen Keller's not real.
I think these are like the flat earther people that don't believe she was a real, fierce, amazing human being. And I said this out in the newsroom. Why?
This is a long-standing and very, very intricate conspiracy theory.
Why?
Because she was blind and deaf.
Yes, she was. It's well documented. There are photos.
The claim being that she could not have done what she did with her disabilities.
You know what? If she was a blind and deaf male child growing up with Annie, her teacher, and had done all of these things, no one would question it. It's because she's a woman.
Well, most of these conspiracies just don't hold up at all to any kind of light. They fall apart.
Keller was born, by the way, in 1880. Why is someone driving around in 2025
there's the real
saying
question.
That this woman born in the 1800s did not really have a disability? Get a hobby.
She only died in 1968.
Did she?
Okay. But which means, Scott,
to die, you would have to be born.
In not that most recent history, she walked the earth among us. And so why now are people going, I'm not so sure about that.
Well, partly because I think they're trying to be provocative.
My God, get off the internet.
And controversial. I will say this, and I don't take anything away. Well, I'm about to, but I don't think there's any doubt that A, there was a Helen Keller, and B, she was blind and deaf and did incredible things to overcome these disabilities with which I believe she was born, if I'm not mistaken.
No, developed, I think she was about a year and a half, maybe 19 months old.
Okay, so shortly after birth. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think where a lot of people, and I can kind of sort of understand this, is she wrote a book.
Yes.
A novel.
Yes.
It was entitled The Frost King. And by the way, this story that Sam printed out for us says it is very similar to a previously published story called The Frost Fairies, leading to accusations of plagiarism and fueling belief that her work is not original. Okay? I find it difficult to understand how somebody who is both blind and deaf,
because she could write, she could read Braille, and she had a brilliant mind.
Okay.
That's where the conspiracies come from. People asking questions because they can't comprehend that somebody could actually accomplish these things. They're like, well, but she was, I don't understand how this could even happen. So it must not be real. That's where this conspiracy comes from.
To your point, I mean, what is going on in your mind that you're buying bumper stickers to claim that a woman who has been dead for 58 years is a fraud?
We're talking about it, aren't we?
Yeah, because it's so
ludicrous,
bizarre, you know, that you know, she, I think it's clear that she was able to speak.
Yes.
She did learn how to speak. And she had a very able teacher, assistant who worked with her constantly.
And what's extraordinary about it is that it happened when it happened. in the early 20th century, late 19th century.
Are there any interviews on, not that we need to hear one necessarily, but are there, she died in 1968, clearly well after the advent of television. Are there any interviews with her where maybe somebody provided with Braille questions and then they could edit?
I'm sure there was answers. Because she lived well into the 1960s.
1968 is when she died. I've got to think that there's a television interview with her somewhere.
All right. I cannot believe I'm bringing this up, but it's been in my stack for a week. And I've talked to a couple of people about it, so I want to ask you guys about it. There is an article in The New Yorker entitled, I Can Hear Thoughts. And there is a very popular prevailing theory and podcast that there are certain individuals with autism that have a very deep connection with a caregiver, possibly a parent, and the parent can facilitate now speech and thoughts, quote, for the child or for the adult child who is nonverbal, Scott. It's very controversial. But I've reached out to a couple of friends of mine who have looked into this or who have loved ones on the spectrum. Have you not heard about I Can Hear Thoughts, the podcast?
No.
It is caregivers claiming that their loved one who is trapped inside their own beautiful mind, they can telepathically help them with what they are trying to say.
All right.
And it has caught on like wildfire. But then the question becomes, and Dan, you know where I'm going with this. Is this someone who is truly facilitating someone's communication?
Or
like Annie did for Helen Keller? Or is it that you so badly want
these to be their thoughts?
There to be the speech that sort of like, and I'm not really, sort of like with a Ouija board, is someone moving the board?
There are some very, very messed up news stories in this same vein of people taking advantage of other people, claiming that that's what they wanted to portray.
All right, 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott here on KMB.